Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
We are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
But please do remember, we are not experts. We're podcast hosts, and we always encourage you to seek support, first and foremost, from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
And look, if you have been tuning in for the last few months, you may have noticed that we have been running a special feature called Product Recall on Fridays here on Forever 35. We've loved doing them. We are taking some time to kind of, review our product recall episodes, see how we want to move forward with them. And so we are going to be back bringing you mini episodes for the time being. We have product recall is still around, but we're just, we're now in the development phase.
I think that's a good way of putting it, Kate.
Thank you, Dori.
You're so welcome.
We've got so many interesting listener questions for you today, but I have a Kate Spencer question that I do want to start with, which is like maybe a question I've asked here before. And this question is, should I get a spray tan? As someone who has never had a spray tan, you know what? We have talked about this because you've had a couple spray tans.
I've had a few spray tans in my life.
I've never gotten one. They seem so kind of overwhelming to me that I think I've avoided it. But a friend shared a person who's doing kind of like a spray tan discount. Mm-hmm. And like full disclosure, my husband and I are going away for a weekend in a few weeks to celebrate our 15th wedding anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, what says 15 years married better than getting your first spray tan?
Oh.
The answer's nothing. The answer's okay. Nothing. Okay. Should I do it? Are they a lot of like upkeep? Like, am I going to have to time it and like plan shaving and then like scrub myself? Like, is this easy or hard? Is this a high maintenance thing?
There is a little prep. In my experience, there is a little bit of prep you do have to do.
Okay.
The last spray tan I got, I was not happy with. I really felt like I looked insane.
Okay.
But like it's a real your mileage may vary kind of situation. I am not the biggest fan of spray tans, but like if you feel called to do it, do it.
I more feel summoned by a deal and by that like lingering curiosity because it's something I've never done.
Oh, okay. Here's what I will say, Kate. I personally probably would not do it for my 15th wedding anniversary.
Especially if it's my first ever time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would do it during just like a neutral time period. And then if you like it, if you like the result, then you can do it for like a special occasion where like, you know, you're going to be photographed or on a beach or whatever. But I would do a trial run first.
Okay. This is good advice.
Myself.
You're saving me from going away to Napa, which is a place I've never been before, with like possibly like, what if it turns out that I have like Donald Trump skin tone with a spray tan?
Right. I mean, also Napa is not a place where people like wear bikinis
speak
around. You know what I mean?
Story. I'm sorry. Speak for yourself. I am going bikini.
You're
going
to go wine tasting
to winery.
In a bikini. No, I'm just like, I don't think you need to get a spray tan to go to Napa.
Okay. 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 I don't even really know what a spray tan like is for.
I think I know people who have gotten them like for their wedding. People who have gotten them like prior to going on vacation.
Right.
Like to a tropical locale.
Okay. A tropical locale. Okay.
Some people get regular spray tans.
Right. Right. For sure. Okay.
So, you know, I think you do whatever feels right for you.
All right. I like your advice of trying it with like a low, like
low stakes.
Yes.
Low stakes.
That's really good advice. I'm glad I brought this up.
I would definitely do a low stakes trial run. And then look, you might love it. You might be like, this is me now. I'm a spray tan person. And great.
I kind of want to become a something person.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm just feeling antsy. So I need
it.
I need a new identity through some sort of
and maybe
unnecessary.
And it's spray tans.
Yeah. Like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Well, here's another identity question that I just wanted to note. I'm fragrance testing a new scent.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
What it's called Steamed Rainbow by DS and Durga. And
one of my favorite brands.
So I really love their scent called Big Sur After Rain. And I bought the car freshener. I bought their and then I bought a pack of their other kind of different car freshening scents. So I have this amazing scent right now in my car and smells so good. But while I was placing this order, I thought to myself, why not order a couple perfume samples and see if anything gets my nostrils a tingling?
Love it. Okay.
So
I
ordered 4 scents and 1 is remaining in the race.
Oh, okay.
The other 4 are all nice, but aren't doing it for me.
Okay.
But the one that has like the last scent standing is called Steamed Rainbow. And I think it's their newest scent. And it's kind of a weirdo. And I like it.
Okay.
But
I'm
the question always is like, do I like it enough to take it to the next level, or am I going to break up? Be like, right now I'm only dating a tiny sample. The bigger bottle costs much more money. And I'm like, am I going to go there with you? Am I going to do this dance with you?
Right.
But if anybody wears this scent, I would kind of love to get more thoughts on it. I can't tell if it disappears kind of fast on me, but it's a really interesting, unique, like fresh, clean smell, for lack of a better word. It kind of smells like water and concrete, which is a scent I love.
Water and concrete. Interesting.
The first note smells like one of my favorite smells that is a very niche smell, but you will know it. The entryway to the Disneyland Pirates of the Caribbean, when you are standing next to the indoor water.
Yes.
There's a very distinct water smell. I know you have the candle. I know Matt has the candle.
I was going to say, you know that my husband is a big fan of the Disney scented candles. One, and Pirates of the Caribbean is probably his favorite one.
Yes. So maybe Matt and I need to share a scent and I should get him some Steamed Rainbow.
Maybe. I mean, wait. Oh my gosh, Kate, I never told you. I changed Matt's life. I got him a candle warmer.
No.
Yes.
And is he just now like candle warming up a storm?
Yes.
No way.
Yes. So it was so funny because I got a candle warmer. And Matt was, of course, like, what? Like, that? What are you doing? Like, that's weird. Like, he was just like,
He didn't understand.
Then he would walk through my office and note that the smell was very nicely permeating the room, but with no flame, no smoke, no, you know, nothing. And, you know, I still have the, like, most of the candle. And he was definitely sort of like, oh, And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to get you a candle warmer. And he's like, no, no, don't get me one. And I was like, I'm getting you one. And I got him one and he put it in his office and he is a convert to that candle warmer life.
Once you go candle warmer, can't go back.
I mean, honestly, I feel like this could like affect the candle industry because you don't have to buy as many candles.
I mean, it is also is definitely going to affect the wick industry.
1,000%.
Like all the wick makers out there are probably
They're probably quaking in their boots.
Yeah, they are worried about candle warmers.
Like I have had this Jenny Kane candle.
I know.
Under my candle warmer for literally weeks. It is barely, like it has gone barely down.
I know. It's amazing. And what I don't have, but I think they do make, which I would like to get, is a candle warmer that also has an automatic shut off. Now,
I have that.
You do. See, mine does not have that.
So mine
I would like that.
Hold on. Let me just double check.
Okay.
Okay. So yes, mine has multiple modes. You can put it, you can turn it on and then it'll just stay on. You can set it for 1 hour. And it turns off automatically after 1 hour. You can set it for 2 hours and you can set it for 4 hours. So I usually put it on for 2 hours and then it just turns off. And like if I'm still at my desk, I'll usually turn it back on. But like if I'm not, then I do actually, because it's on my desk, I usually turn it off when I leave if I'm not sitting at my desk. But like, yeah, mine has a timer.
Okay, see, mine doesn't. And I now have one in my office and in our living room, and Anthony was nervous about leaving it on, like if we weren't home. So I should double check to make sure mine doesn't have an automatic timer. And I've never even looked at it, but
it's on the switch.
Yeah, mine. Okay. This will be what I do when we get off the podcast. I will rush to my candle warmer to find out.
I can also send you the one that I have.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, you're so welcome.
Yeah. And yeah, I
forgot to tell you that Matt is like all about the candle warmer life now.
It is an amazing invention.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a game changer.
Yeah. It truly has like rocked my world. Yes. And everything smells better.
Totally. Oh, you know what? I should get one for the living room. I should get one for the living room. That's it.
I want to get one for our bedroom too. And then it just kind of becomes like there are candle warmers everywhere.
I also like the light that it emits. It's like
it's a stylish piece too. Mm-hmm. It's very hygge as
hygge, I think.
Hygge. That word has now been a part of American culture for a few years, and I still don't quite know how to say it. Hygge, but I think
it's hygge.
Hygge. I sound like I'm saying Hugo. It's very Hugo. It sounds so
very
American.
Hugo.
Oh boy, but I love it. I love it. Oh, okay, Dory, let's take a pause before we take a break. If folks want to reach us, our voicemail is 781-591-0390. You can also email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com.
You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. Do follow us on Instagram at forever35podcast and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. We have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter, and you can shop our favorite products at shopmy.us/forever35.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I think it's safe to say that we have suffered through bras. We've been uncomfortable in them. We've devoted whole episodes to finding good ones. But I'm here to say enough is enough. Enough. Enough.
I mean, drawn the line. Dory, have I ever told you what I did in college when I needed a bra to wear with a fancy dress?
What?
I cut the top of pantyhose and then I duct taped that to my chest.
Oh. Sounds uncomfortable.
Because I didn't have honey love when I was in college.
No. Well, we are here to say no more being uncomfortable. With Honey Love's bras, you will wonder why it took so long to make something so comfortable and so supportive. There's no underwire, but through some kind of wonderful magic, they managed to not sacrifice lift, all while making it in a fabric that's so comfortable, you barely know it's there, especially the crossover bra. I wear one of these almost every day. I'm wearing one right now because it's so comfortable and it easily fits into my life. But if you like a breathable and versatile legging, Honeylove has you covered on that front too. Plus, they have tanks, shapewear, and their V-bra that has molded cups still without the underwire to keep you from getting that dreaded uniboob effect other more relaxed bras tend to give you. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/forever. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/forever. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we send you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s. But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. You know, Dory, we've talked about this, about incontinence issues, and a listener wrote in. They said, "Dear Cat and Dor, I just finished your wonderful interview with Samantha Irby regarding the incontinence discussion, Any person dealing with incontinence should talk to their doctor about options, including getting help from a pelvic floor therapist. We don't have to accept incontinence as something that just happens with our bodies, especially without medical help first. Some cases of incontinence stem from muscular issues that can be managed with targeted, consistent exercises. After two pregnancies changed my body, I was personally amazed and very grateful earlier this year when six sessions with a PFT left me feeling like I didn't need to be scared of peeing myself in public anymore. My PFT told me that while incontinence in women is common, that doesn't make it medically normal. I hope that helps. Thanks for the fun. Listen. Okay. This person, I just want to reiterate this line. While incontinence in women is common, that doesn't make it medically normal. We have talked about the ingrained sexism in the medical field. And I just think this is a thing of note. Just wanted to like reiterate that.
I think this is such a good just like quote to keep in mind. Just because something is common doesn't make it medically normal.
That's why like it took me 3 years to like realize I could get help for hemorrhoids.
Right.
Like right. What?
Yeah. What? Ugh. Thank you, listener. So much of this stuff that we've been like conditioned to think that we just need to live with, we actually don't.
Nope. We're saying no. No more pee-pee coming out when you least expect it. If you can, all right. If you can help.
Sorry.
Nope, go ahead, Dory.
I was just going to move on to our next email.
Take it away, Dory.
Hi, Kat and Dor. I'm a longtime, from the beginning, listener, first-time emailer. I just finished listening to episode 267, and during intentions, Dory mentioned throwing herself her own birthday party. To say I am inspired is an understatement. I love my birthday. But I feel like those close to me usually plan events, which is so amazing and gracious. But this year, I dream of planning exactly what I want to do. A cozy champagne night in with my girlfriends while my husband hides away and my kids are asleep. A few questions. Is it weird for me to send the invite myself? Is it awkward to ask people to bring snacks to share? I'll, of course, provide tons along with the champagne and wine. And how do I politely ask for no gifts? I just envision a super cozy night with my friends, laughing and celebrating turning 34. Thanks, gals, for listening. I think I would freak out if I were to hear this read on the pod. Love, love. Oh, that sounds so nice. That wasn't that obviously was not the vibe I was going for this year. Partly because my house isn't like really set up for entertaining like that. And I also just wanted to like, I needed like the karaoke release.
Oh, and you got it. You know,
I got it in spades.
I was watching you karaoke, I thought to myself, remember how we had a listener who was like, please explain Phish to me. And you were like, yeah, explain like what it's like going to the concert. I don't quite get it. And as I was watching you rock out at karaoke, I was like, oh, this, I need to tell Dory that like basically just whatever she's feeling and experiencing, that's what like me at a Phish show is like.
I love that.
Just pure unbridled joy.
Just joy. Just
release.
Joy.
Release.
Yes.
We had some great at your birthday party. Like there was a Kelly Clarkson Breakaway sing-along.
That was one of my favorite songs. It's one of my favorite karaoke songs.
It was great. Well, I just want to say to this listener, this all sounds fantastic. And I feel like everything you just said in this message to us, you just kind of need to reword into an email to your friends.
Yeah.
You can say, I will have plenty of snacks to share, but if folks want to bring their own, that's totally welcome. And your presence is gift enough. I truly do not need anything other than for you to show up and celebrate with me. Love.
Yes, I love that. I love that.
I don't think it's weird. I think it's lovely. Follow Dory's lead and do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Have that champers with your friends. Champers? Champers? I don't know what people call it.
Champers?
I don't know. Does anybody even say that? Or have I just made something up out of my butt?
You might have just made something up out of your butt.
Out of my butt. Well, you know? Dory, here's another question we received. This listener writes that they need our sage advice. I've always been someone who can remember names fairly easily and rely on this as a tool when connecting with new people. A year ago, we relocated to a new city with an extremely diverse community. The majority of people I meet have names that I am unfamiliar with. I now find myself struggling to remember names or pronunciations, and it is driving me crazy. It doesn't help that I usually have two kids with me during these introductions. I am worried about offending someone by pronouncing their name incorrectly or asking them to remind me of their name again. I find myself avoiding using people's names, which just feels rude. What is the least offensive way to handle this? I need some help and lessons in about 10 plus languages to aid my pronunciation skills.
I think you can just say, remind me of your name again.
Yeah. I also often repeat back people's names, no matter what they are, because it helps me remember them to say it out loud. And when I'm saying it out loud, I think it also gives that person a chance to correct your pronunciation. And I think you can say, I want to make sure I am pronouncing your name correctly. Like I want, like, that is, it's really important to me to make sure I'm doing this correctly. And sometimes I just need to practice. I think you can be very straightforward with people. I think you can also say, I'm really sorry. I have two small kids. I used to be really good about remembering names, but I'm finding myself forgetting them more. Yeah. I know we've met. Could you please remind me of your name?
I think that's perfect.
I also just wanted to say, you can write down, like, if you think of it, I know you said you have two kids, you're probably juggling a lot, but if I've met somebody, I will often write down, like, Dory, person I do the podcast with, you know, like I'll write down who they are. And if I forget how to pronounce someone's name, I sometimes will go onto YouTube and try to watch different videos with the pronunciation. Now, it may not always be the correct one, but I do try to, like, do a little digging.
I think that's wise.
But maybe folks have thoughts on this. Would love to hear.
Yeah, I would love to hear any strategies that people have.
Well, Dory, let's pause.
Okay,
let's and BRB. That. It shouldn't be so hard or expensive to find furniture that exudes elegance, sophistication, and a touch of luxury. And we're happy to say that today's sponsor, Article, makes getting quality furniture as easy as checking the pieces out online. Thanks to their online-only model, they have some really great manageable prices. Article believes in delightful design for every home, so you can get to creating a space that truly reflects your personal style. I now have a space that is quite outfitted in Article, and I have to tell you how not just, like, seamless, but truly enjoyable the ordering and shipping process was. It was extremely fast. It's affordable, very convenient because I got to pick the delivery time, and they sent me updates every step of the way. It was like they knew that I was an obsessive checker on shipping, and they were like, we see you, we honor you, and we're going to support that journey for you. As Dory knows, I have a beautiful bench from Article right when you enter my home. I
it
have some
beautiful.
Gorgeous planters, and then my favorite, my kind of like surprise favorite piece from Article are the blankets I have gotten for my sofa that my family all hogs.
Oh.
Including my dogs. My dogs love these blankets so they're like throws on our couch. The dogs try to monopolize them.
Dogs are such blanket hogs.
They know a soft blanket when they see one, I gotta say. So their endorsement, honestly, their endorsement says more than mine ever could. That's how soft these blankets are. Article has all kind of curated furniture from mid-century modern or coastal to industrial, Scandi, boho. So no matter what style you're leaning toward, they have got something for you. And you could really do like every room in your house in a different kind of style if you wanted to. And with Article's team of designers, no matter what piece or how many, you're sure to find the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. Article is offering Forever 35 listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim it, visit article.com/forever, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/forever for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, we are back with an email. Hi, Kat and Dor, can we talk about how lonely the first trimester is? I just found out that I'm 7 weeks pregnant and cannot be more over the moon excited. I have PCOS, so you can imagine how excited I am to know that I conceived on my own. My family also knows I struggle with PCOS, so they are not by any means pushy on asking me if I'm pregnant. For background, I just got married and my family knows we are trying. When I found out, I immediately told my husband and one of my best friends, so I only have two people who know as of right now. My first appointment / ultrasound isn't until I'm about 10 and a half weeks. How am I supposed to wait that long? I'm going crazy just wanting to know if everything is okay with the baby and want to wait until that appointment before I start telling lots of people. However, that's a very long time to wait. I so badly want to share the news early, but I'm terrified that something will go wrong and I will have to retell them some bad news. Just feeling very impatient and a little lonely while not feeling well and having to pretend like everything is normal.
I agree. The first trimester is really lonely. And I think there has long been this like inherited rule that we don't tell anyone that we're pregnant until we pass the first quote unquote first trimester mark. And I think if you feel like you emotionally and mentally can handle, you know, we don't want to tell people this quote unquote good news because there's this feeling that what if the pregnancy ends and we then have to tell them that news. Now, that's a big, I think it's twofold, right? It's protecting oneself from having to go through that experience. And then there's, I think, also this feeling that we're kind of protecting others.
Mm.
And I think that ultimately, every individual gets to decide how they go about this experience. And that if waiting to tell people is not for you, that's okay. You say you want to share the news early, but you're terrified that something will go wrong and I will have to retell them some bad news. I would hope that these people in your circle could step up and support you and wouldn't rely on you to like care for them during the bad news that is most affecting you. So I think like gauge your community. And if you want to share the news, I would encourage you to do so. You know, I think this kind of like 12-week rule, quote unquote rule, is ultimately kind of arbitrary in many ways. I know that statistically, the risk of pregnancy loss goes down after 12 weeks, but that's, you know, doesn't go away. I don't know. I don't think I made any sense there.
No, you made sense. I mean, one other factor that I do just want to bring up is, and I hope, you know, I obviously hope this does not happen, but I have heard from people mostly from my other podcast, Excellent Adventure, where, you know, like you, as Kate pointed out, I would say like the vast majority of people, they didn't tell anyone that they were pregnant. And then they did have a miscarriage. And the loneliness was compounded by the fact that they had not told anybody because no one knew.
Yeah.
No one knew to offer sympathy or to, you know, kind of be there for them. And that made it really hard. So I would actually argue that it's better to tell people because then if, God forbid, something does go wrong, you do have the support of your community.
I think that's a really great point, Dori. I really, that's such a great point.
So again, I hope that this doesn't happen, but I personally don't see downsides in telling people, quote unquote, early, because whatever happens, I think it's better to have that news kind of out there.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, I haven't been through this, so I don't feel like it's truly my position to be able to say like what I would do. I don't know.
Right.
I haven't been through this. So I think it's important to like just note that this has never been my experience, but I think that's lovely, Dory.
And we also sorry, just one more thing.
Go ahead.
I felt like shit my whole first trimester.
Same.
And like going into my second, and I think it's better to be able to tell people like, look, I'm sorry, I cannot meet you out tonight. Like, I'm throwing up because I'm pregnant. Like, I just think it's good to be transparent about these things. Okay, that's it. I'll get off my soapbox.
Well, wait, Kate, can I just climb onto your soapbox too?
Yes, come on. The soapbox is big.
It's a big
welcoming soapbox.
I don't want to push individual responsibility onto folks. Like, we've got to change, like, it's up to you to change the conversation. But I do think like so many ways, we have been, for whatever reason, hashtag misogyny, forced to often go through these experiences in quiet. Mm. I.e., I have sat with menstrual cramps in meetings, through school.
Yep.
Through lunch, whatever. And culturally, we have been taught not to share any of these experiences.
Totally.
And I do think if, like, again, I don't want to put it on the end, like, everybody gets to do what they want with their, like, how they communicate their bodies, what they're sharing. But I also think, like, normalizing the sharing of what is going on here is vital, mm-hmm. especially considering like the attack on reproductive health care coming at all fucking angles here in this country.
Totally.
Okay, climbing down now. Listener, I know, and you just asked like a question, and this is a tangent that's like far related, but I just want to say hi, we support you. Thanks for the question.
Okay.
Okay, Kate,
we have a voicemail. Mm-hmm.
Hello. This is my first time calling in, and I need to get some advice. So today is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to both of you. I'm also a mother, and this is Mother's Day related. So my work wife, she loves holidays. She loves Christmas. She loves, including Mother's Day. She loves all of that. Her husband, is not, and he doesn't acknowledge these days, especially Mother's Day to her, even though it is part of her love language. And this year she decided to be direct with him, saying, I will like this as my gift, I like to go here. And second year in a row, because it's their second year of marriage, he didn't do anything, didn't say anything, so she had to treat herself. Yeah, she's disappointed, and I don't really know what to say to her. I don't know, like, you know, she was direct with him, and he still didn't do anything, and I feel really bad for her. Well, any advice would be really great. Thank you. Love the pod. Thank you. Bye.
Kate, what are your thoughts here?
Well, you aren't their couple's therapist.
Yeah.
You know? And you are this person's friend and, as you said, a work wife. And so I think you are already doing everything that you can do, which is be on their team, support them, be a listening board. If that's all they need, you can say, would you like me to just listen, or would you also like me to offer advice? And I think mm-hmm. that can be really helpful, because they might just want to, like, they might just want to talk about their feelings about this, or they might want you to chime in and say, here's what I think you should do. But I personally always like to check first. And I think, like, if you can honor your friend, like, you clearly understand what their love language is. You've heard them communicate it, and you can totally honor them. But you can't, I don't think you're going to be able to change their spouse. You know, that's, unless, like, that is their relationship that they're going to have to work on together. And it's really hard when you see a friend who's hurt by their partner and you so clearly see what they need, especially because this person has in your, from what you're telling us, clearly communicated their needs and their needs were not met. That sucks. It's like devastating. It hurts to see a friend go through that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree with Kate. I would be hesitant to get, like, actively involved here. So I think you can just kind of, like, be there for her without trying to fix this for her.
Yeah. It's a great point. You don't have to fix.
Yep. You don't have to fix. Well, Kate, it was fun doing a Friday mini up with you again.
Feels good. Feels spicy. We got on a soapbox. We got off a soapbox.
Totally.
We debated a spray tan.
Soapboxes were had.
Yeah, they were had. It was fun.
All right. Bye,
everybody. Bye.